This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Families of the victims mourn as Indian authorities investigate the cause of a devastating fire that killed at least 43 people in a factory in central New Delhi early Sunday, as relatives of the workers who were trapped inside waited outside a hospital mortuary to identify the dead. Firefighters had to fight the blaze from 100 meters away because it broke out in one of the area's many alleyways. Many of the victims were asleep in the factory when the blaze began. The FBI has officially identified the shooter at the U.S. Naval Air Base in Pensacola, Florida, who shot and killed three people on Friday. The shooter was Mohammed Al-Shamrani, a 21-year-old second lieutenant in the Royal Saudi Air Force, who was a student naval flight officer at the Naval Aviation Schools Command at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The FBI has not determined a motive for Al-Shamrani's rampage and whether it was terror-related. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
I can't say it's terrorism at this time. I think we need to let the investigators, the FBI, do its work.
The victims were also students at the flight school. The shooter, who was also killed in the incident, is reported to have hosted a dinner party earlier in the week where he showed videos of mass U.S. shootings to his guests, according to media reports. At least one of his guests is reported to have videotaped Friday's massacre. Several Saudi students are being held for questioning. Before the pilot opened fire at the base, he tweeted a will and quoted Osama bin Laden in justifying his actions. U.S. Democratic lawmakers met privately Saturday to work on the investigation into President Donald Trump. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are working through the weekend to review evidence and draft impeachment charges that they can recommend for a full House vote as early as Thursday. This is VOA News. North Korea's